This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There comes a point in life, sure, of course, but also in business, when you just got to ask, is it worth it? And right now, with the supply chain mess and consumer demand and the resulting price dynamics, by which I mean higher prices, a lot of businesses are asking that question about imports. Shipping costs are up, which means retailers have to pass on those costs to consumers if they want to keep their margins. But consumers, as we have mentioned a time or two on this program, I'm sure, we don't care much for price increases. So their question becomes, are imports even worth it right now? Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Porcelain tile from Spain and Italy are the core products for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina. And unfortunately, all of it has got to pass through the global supply chain.
It's been a little bit of a stressful year.
That's Catherine Reynolds. She's in charge of imports at Palmetto Tile. She says manufacturing is taking longer. Then it can take weeks to find a shipping container, let alone a ship with enough space on it. And once the tile actually makes it to the port of Charleston,
it could be 4 weeks just to get the vessel into the port to be unloaded. And then once we get into the port to be unloaded, they're completely overwhelmed.
That's when the cost of shipping starts really ramping up. Reynolds is paying port congestion fees, peak season fees. She's paying to store goods in warehouses while she waits for trucks to become available. Reynolds says door-to-door shipping costs for imported tile used to be around $5,000 to $6,000 per container.
Now I'm looking at around $12,000 to $13,000 for everything. So it's gone up quite a bit.
So much, Reynolds says, that she's cutting back on imports.
In particular, a couple of tiles that I want to bring in because I know they'll be phenomenal sellers for our market. I know we'll do well, but I've hesitated. I'm not bringing them in right now because the cost of the particular product is fantastic to import, but the cost of importing, I just can't justify it.
There is some theory behind when businesses can justify importing goods.
Typically, you don't want the cost of shipping, really total logistics costs, to be above 10% of the value of the product.
Dale Rogers is a professor of supply chain management at Arizona State University. He says keeping logistics costs 10% is difficult now. Rogers says bigger importers, like big box stores, have the scale to do it. Some have even chartered their own ships to bring costs down.
But a small supplier, a small importer can't afford to do that, and they don't have a lot of choices.
The choices that importers do have depend on the kind of products. Chris Duong is general manager of Hawaii Supermarket, an Asian grocery store near Los Angeles.
I mean, rice is one of those things where you have to have regardless of the price.
Duong says he's had to raise prices on staples like bags of Thai jasmine rice.
So like the 2020 crop, I think the prices were maybe in the high 20s to mid 30s range.
That's for a 50-pound bag.
And now they're in, you know, the $50 range.
Duong also sells a lot of imported alcohol, like French wine and cognac. He says people who want that kind of thing can probably afford to pay the higher prices.
If they're used to spending, you know, $40, $50 on a bottle of alcohol, a $10 increase might not be such a big deal to them.
But there are some products he can't raise prices on, enough to cover the increased cost of shipping. Products like cream crackers, bags of coffee candy, cheap items that probably won't sell if prices rise.
People aren't going to have money in their budget to buy that extra bag of chips or chocolate or candy that they might have if the cost of rice wasn't $10 more a bag.
And so he simply isn't stocking those items anymore. And throughout the store, he's spreading out items he does have in stock to fill the gaps.
We kind of make do with what we have. We make lemonade out of lemons. So that's our job to kind of make the store look good and look stocked.
Duong says Hawaii Supermarket prides itself on the variety of goods it sells. But he considers himself pretty lucky that he has any products at all to sell right now. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.